From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Hey folks, how's it going? Kid Squid here. I just finished jotting down a little something I'd like to read to you. Kid Squid's Captain's Log, 9-3-2020. Sitting here in the Squid Cave, that's room 37 here at St. Luke's, thinking about my life and life in general on planet Earth, and what with this worldwide pandemic, it seems like we're living in near biblical times. There's terrible violence happening in places almost daily, yet simultaneously there's acts of kindness and compassion. The end product of these opposing forces is anyone's guess. Meanwhile, life for me hasn't changed a whole lot. I have my daily routines of meditation, books, music, the internet, and movies every night here at St. Luke's. The only thing I can't do is leave the premises, and I sure do miss being live on KXCI. But thanks to DJ Coach Core, I've been choosing some of my best shows from the past. So Mystery Jukebox continues. And in closing, I'm just so grateful to be a part of KXCI now more than ever. Community radio is essential these days to maintain our sanity. Give what you can, folks. And I shall see you on the airwaves. Captain Kid Squid signing out.
Captain's log, stardate 8/30/2020, 1800 hours UTC. Greetings from the Ant-Man, Billy Yates. I am an engineer for KXCI. The station has been running like a Swiss watch since the day we went remote on all of our broadcasts. This is a testament to the dedication of keeping Tucson's community FM radio station, your station, on the air and thriving, 24 hours a day, every day. I am thrilled and humbled to be a part of such a talented and diverse family that is KXCI, which keeps the kind of programming and content that impacts our community in so many ways. As for my family, well, like a lot of you, keeping busy with life, music, and the never-ending tasks that require a constant and steady hand, focusing on being happy, working hard, and keeping life real and flexible, and when possible, joining friends and celebrating the many gifts that surprise us each day, and always being grateful for being Tucsonic, always Tucsonic, and always amplifying, with masks and safe distancing, of course. I'd like to thank Amy A. for doing such a wonderful and passionate job with this program. But most of all, thank you, the listener. You're the difference. Stay safe and be well.
Value your ignorance of what is to come?
That may be the most important thing to understand about humans. It is the unknown that defines our existence. We are constantly searching, not just for answers to our questions, but for new questions. We are explorers. We explore our lives, day by day. And we explore the galaxy, trying to expand the boundaries of our knowledge. And that is why I am here. Not to conquer you with weapons or with ideas, but to coexist and learn.
We grab the dawn that we do.
From KXCI in Tucson, you're listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I hope everyone's okay out there. Hey, I just wanted to say, tonight is our 20th episode, and I sat down and counted it up, and we've had 103 unique logs from people in our community and all across the country. I am so grateful for everyone that has participated and for all our listeners as well. If you're interested in submitting a captain's log and you haven't already done one, please email me at amya@kxci.org. I'd really love to hear from you, and I totally will help you out if you are new to recording. Keep it tuned right here for more Captain's Logs.
This is Captain Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist in the Arizona Daily Star System. This is my captain's log, stardate September 1st, 2020. I've been here at Station Desierto longer than Matt Damon has been marooned on Mars since February 2020. What day is it now? I have no clue. Groundhog Day again? I think it's the year 2030. I'm not really sure. I've been working from home for the past 15 years, so this is nothing new for me. Working from home. My wife, who just began working from home, wishes I would work from room. Some days she refuses to open the pod bay door. Some days we think we'll explore the planet, but it's just too hostile out there. So I garden, like Bruce Dern in Silent Running. I grow succulents and plants native to this desert planet. Tatooine with saguaros. Today I drew cartoons, wrote a column, cleaned the swimming pool, ate a gummy, chastised my cat Finn for walking on my keyboard during a Zoom meeting with folks back home on Earth, and napped. Finn, by the way, is a cat and not a droid. I spend my days cooking paleo meals, which is pretty spiteful because my wife is a vegetarian. I eat grain-free cereals mostly, basically berries, rocks, twigs. I may as well eat off the forest floor. I'm feeling good, I'm at peace. Before COVID hit, I was a public figure, always on the go, shooting around the solar system, up and down the galaxy. Since all that stopped, I gotta admit, I've kind of learned to enjoy having my time and my peace and my quiet. I've discovered my family. I no longer have to make my kids wear name tags. I've discovered the joys of cooking, gardening, and cleaning up cat yak. I don't need to be in front of thousands of strangers to be happy anymore. I've got Facebook, grandkids to text, and litter boxes to change. This is Dave Fitzsimmons, signing off, Captain's Log.
Hi, I'm Pete Sun. I'm the host of The Overnight Sensation every Tuesday at 3 a.m. and every other Wednesday at 2:30 a.m. That's Mulligan Stew every other Wednesday that I co-host with Wally Schubach. This is Star Date September 4, and this is my captain's log. Well, I've been retired for a couple of years. I'm 68 years old. So I've been bored most of the time anyway, and the quarantine really hasn't been that much different from me. I miss going out, going to pubs and seeing people, and just the whole energy of the city is so much lower now. I miss all that. But as far as my personal situation, I'm doing pretty darn well, and I'm lucky to have this show that I get to do. That's the big event of my week, is putting together my show, and I have a lot of fun doing it. Well, I'm also an amateur musician. I used to play around town a little bit. I've performed at the folk festival way back in the 80s. I used to be at the open mic at the Hut with Cadillac Mountain every Sunday, but the pandemic put an end to that. But for the rest of my little bit here, I'm going to play a song that I hope you enjoy. It gives you a pretty good idea of how I've been getting through this pandemic.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. Oh, it helps me unwind. It eases my mind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Oh, my date often frowns when we're out on the town. I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth. She thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. Makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. Oh, it helps me unwind. It eases my mind. And sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Makes me feel mellow. Oh, whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene. I went to a place so sublime. The water was clear. It tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. Makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. Oh, it helps me unwind. It eases my mind. And sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. Oh, it helps me unwind. And it eases my mind. And sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
Thank you.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard check-in logs from KXCI DJ Kid Squid and KXCI engineer Billy Yates. We also heard logs from David Fitzsimmons of the Arizona Daily Star and from KXCI DJ and local musician Pete Sun. Thank you, Kid, Billy, David, and Pete, for sharing a bit of your life with us, sending good thoughts your way. We also heard an excerpt from Deep Space Nine's Captain Sisko on human existence and the unknown. Side note, I'm watching the series again. As for music, you heard Pete's son singing Tom T. Hall's song I Like Beer, as well as music from William Basinski, Tina Guo, Dirty Beaches, and a new song from up-and-coming artist Astria and her song Floating in Space with You. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at kxci.org. You can submit your own log for a future show by emailing me at amya@kxci.org. It's easy and I can help if you are new to recording. I'd really love to hear from you. I'm signing off tonight by reminding you to support KXCI Community Radio. You can support KXCI right now by going to kxci.org and clicking on that red beating heart and make a donation. Thank you, and
live long and prosper.